We've been learning this week about the Isser of Talmud Tomer for an Avel, and the Gemara Mori Katan Daf Tezvav Amin Alf tells us that the source of this is from the pasuk in Yecheskel. Yecheskel was mourning for the death of his wife, and the Sukkim tells interesting things, that some things Yecheskel was told that he shouldn't keep Avelis, and we deduce from there that we should be keeping Avelis in such a way. And there's certain things that Hashem told him that he should keep as an Avel, and one of those things that he was supposed to practice Avelis was the Isser Talmud Torah. So the Gemara says, Avel is aser b'divrei Torah midikamer rachman liyecheskel dom. Pasuk says, heonek dom, which means the vaidom aron, the lashon of silence. So the Gemara learns two things from here. One is he shouldn't greet neshela shalom, and the number two thing is he learns from this is that one an Avel may not learn any Torah. So the big question they've shown him of the Tosas on Daf Chaf Alf already addresses the question, is a Avel allowed to learn Dvarim Haram? Can they learn things that are bad, things that are not exciting to read about, Kinos and Nevuahs of Yirmiyahu and Eov, which are not stories that are fun, that excite people? Is there a heter to learn this? So Tosus goes back and forth. He says initially one would think that an Avel can learn, because the Gemara in Tainis Daf Lamed Amun Alf tells us when it comes to Avelis, it says, Kol mitzos hanohagos ba'avel nohagos b'tisha b'av. It seems like there's an equation between Avelis and Tisha B'av. And one of the things goes on to say, one of the heterim of a person on Tisha B'av is he's allowed to read in places that are not fun. The Gemara says, Aval kore hu b'makum sheina ragil lekros. He could learn from an area that he's not familiar with, which is not very exciting. He has to break his teeth the first time learning a piece of Gemara. You know, those learning Zvachim now in Daf Yomi could appreciate that. It's not always so fun learning things the first time. And he could learn Kinos and Eov and Dvarim Haram Shebi Yirmiyah. So the Gemara, one may think, just like that heter of learning Dvarim Haram applies to a person on Tisha B'Av, it seemingly would apply to an Avel as well. So the Tosus deals with this. He says, he quotes a Tshuvas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Zikeni, his grandfather, who quotes from Rabbeinu Yaakov, who is Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam, his name is Rabbeinu Yaakov. He's called Rabbeinu Tam because Yaakov was an Ish Tam. So Rabbeinu Tam is really Rabbeinu Yaakov. So Rabbeinu Yaakov said it was aser for an Avel to learn Eov, Kinos, Udvam Haroim. But he says, don't tell me from Tisha B'Av, because he ends up saying the nature of the Isser of Talmud Torah as on Tisha B'Av is different than the nature of the Isser as an Avel. What's the difference? So the Miri says it very clearly. The Miri says the Isser on Tisha B'Av is one of Tsar. Number 8, the Miri says that when it comes to Tisha B'Av, Afal pi shehutrud b'Tisha B'Av sheb'Avel hadavar tali b'shtika u'b'Tisha B'Av eino tali ela b'Tsar. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, we don't want to be happy. So anything that makes us happy, we don't do. But things that cause us tsar, cause us to be disturbed by, such as learning Dvarim Haroim, the story of Eov, that's permitted. When it comes to Tisha B'Av, the whole nature of the Isser is Vayidom, or Dom, that one has to be silent, even from a Dvarim Haroim. So that would be the reason why Dvarim Haroim would be Aser for an Avel. Then Tosus backs off and he says no. Then he changed his mind, which itself is very interesting. We see them changing minds. And oftentimes we think of Bali Tosus and other Rishonim and Greek Dolma as they're not human, as they knew everything from the time they were 3 years old. This is not true at all. In fact, a year ago, we had Rav Asher Weiss was here in town. We had a little vad with the Rabbanim, and we went a few hours, different topics. And one of the things he had mentioned as an aside was that he quoted a Gra in a few places that a Gra had forgotten a Tosfos or something like that. Like a few places we find in the Gra's comments in Shulchan Aruch, which is an amazing thing that the Gra, of all people, would forget about a Mefurish Tosfos. Yes, we're not belittling them, Chas V'Shalom. This is part of a larger discussion of article books about the Gedolim, how great they were, which it speaks about their greatness, which is very good. It doesn't speak about how human they are, which oftentimes is scary and discouraging for us. So to see Tosus himself, Rabbeinu Tam himself, change his mind from when he was younger to his old, this is very human. And therefore, it's just as important lesson for us to take away. So Rabbeinu Tam changed his mind, and he said, even though by Avel, it says Dom, it doesn't mean be silent from everything. It means silent from something that makes you happy. In which case, he equates the halacha of Tisha B'Av to that of Avelus, and therefore Dvarim Haram would be mutter for an Avel. So that's the machlokas. Now, it seems to be a dig from the Rambam. I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day. I saw him Sunday night. My brother-in-law thought from the Rambam there seems to be a dig that a Avel is not allowed to learn Dvarim Haram. Because the Rambam in Hilchos Tainis Perkei, he quotes the halachas of Tisha B'Av, and says on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to learn Dvarim Haram, But in number three here, in the Rambam Hilchos Avelus Perkei, he says an Avel can't learn Torah, and he goes on to list he can't read Tanakh, and he can't learn Mishnah, and can't learn Halacha, and he doesn't mention the Heter that an Avel can learn Dvar Haram, like he mentions by Tishbav. It would seem the Rambam would agree that there's an Isser for an Avel to learn Dvarim Haram. So in the end of the day, we see there's a machlokas whether Dvarim Haram are mutter for an Avel, or is it Aser for an Avel. So the Dvar asks a very interesting question. The Ritva says there seems to be a machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara says, on one hand, the Gemara in Brachos and Sukkah, that an Avel is chai b'chol mitzvos b'Torah, except for which one is the pata from? Tefillin. He's chai b'chol mitzvos kamuros b'Torah, chutz mitfillin, which would seem to imply that he's chai in Talmud Torah. But our Gemara here says in the Mori Katan that it's also for an Avel to learn Talmud Torah. So how come it was left off the list? So that was Archaner say. He says, no, because you're allowed to learn Dvarim Haraim. When the Gemara Mori Katan says that it's also for Avel to learn Talmud Torah, it's referring to Dvarim HaMesamchim Es Alef. But in terms of Dvarim Haraim, that's Mutter. So that's why the Gemara says in Sukkah that Avel Schaiv in Chol Mitzvah Samurs Matarah, even Talmud Torah, as long as it's Dvarim Haraim. That's how the Archaner wiggles out of this question between the Stira in the Gemaras. So Archaner says that Dvarim Haraim is mutter for an Avel to learn. The Dvar doesn't like this answer. The Dvar doesn't suggest this. The Ritva's two answers are that no, either, this is the Ritva says this in many places, by the way. The Ritva says whenever there's a cloud, it's based on a Gemara. Whenever the Gemara says this is the rule across the board, there's always an exception. It's true in life, and it's true also in the way the Gemara speaks. There's always an exception. So when the Gemara says you're chayv in all kol tar kula, even when though it says chutz mi tefillin, it doesn't only mean chutz mi tefillin. There's other things also that are excluded. One of them is Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah you're chayv in as well. That's one approach, he said. I'm sorry, Talmud Torah you're pater from as well. That's one approach, a technical answer. Then he says an interesting answer, that no, by saying Shema in the morning and the evening, you fulfilled your Limud HaTorah. So when the Gemara says that an Avel is Aser B'Talmud Torah, it means in adding learning after saying Shema and Marv. So when the Gemara says that a Avel is Chayv in all the mitzvahs in the Torah, even Talmud Torah, it means, yeah, by saying Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening, you fulfilled your Chayv Talmud Torah. When the Gemara says an Avel can learn, that's talking about after you've said your Shema. You can't learn any more than that. So those are the answers of the Ritva, how he gets out of the contradiction between those Gemaras. So what Aruch HaShulchan says, how come he didn't answer, it's mutter for an Avel to learn Dvarim Haraim? So it must be that the Ritva says you're not allowed to. So while the Aruch HaNer says an Avel is allowed to learn Dvarim Haraim, and that's how an Avel fulfills his mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, by the Ritva not answering that way, he said he assumes that there is no heter of learning Dvarim Haram. So that machlokas about whether Dvarim Haram are mutter really is going to trickle down to how to answer this question in the stira between these two Gemaras. Now, as a side point, it comes out of the Ritva something very interesting. The Ritva writes that, again, by a person saying Shema in the morning and the evening, he's fulfilled his Limud HaTorah. So this reminded me of a Gemara in Nedarim. The Gemara in the Dharma talks about, let's say a person takes upon himself, it's a side topic, but there's an interesting side topic. The Gemara in the Dharma says, let's say a person takes upon himself a shvua, that he's going to learn a certain perek. So the halacha is that a person is not allowed to, if I already have a shvua to do something, I can't make another shvua on top of that. So let's say I take a shvua, I'm going to wear tefillin today. That shvua doesn't work because I already, which the Gemara says, mushba mehar Sinai. Mushba ve'omid mehar Sinai. I already have a shvua, an oath I took upon myself at Har Sinai. I need to wear tefillin every single day. So if I take a shvua now, I'm going to wear tefillin. I swear I'm going to wear tefillin. That doesn't take effect because ein shvua chal shvua. You can't have one shvua fall on top of a ready existing shvua. So the Gemara says, let's say a guy says, I'm going to learn perek of Gemara, perek of Mishnah. Is that going to work? So the Gemara would first says, no, I've got a shvua from Har Sinai to learn Torah. So I can't take a shvua on top of a ready shvua. I already need to learn today. So the Gemara says, it does take effect. It is chal. Because if I wanted, kaven di bai pata nafsha, I could exempt myself, b'kriyash mashach v'arvis, and therefore the shvua is chal. I have an obligation, we all have an obligation to learn every single day. But that obligation can be fulfilled by saying Shema in the morning and saying Shema in the evening. And now I don't have to learn any more than that. And therefore the shvuah of learning more than Shema would be chal. That's what the Gemara says. So we see that the bare minimum of learning is Shema in the morning, Shema in the evening, like this Ritva says. But the Ran takes issue with this. The Ran says, that doesn't make any sense. The Pasuk tells us, we have to learn all day long. And the Pasuk says, Vishinantam, that we have to learn where everything's very sharp. You can't become sharp in Talmud Torah unless you're learning all day long as much as the free time as you have. So he has a whole other pshat in the Gemara about the halacha that's learned from a drasha versus halacha that's learned from a furish bekura in terms of shavuah. It's a whole nice little lumdus. But what comes out from this is, when we understand the sugya of v'higisa bo yom v'layla, is that through, you could be yotze by learning a little bit in the morning with Shema, and layla by Shema at evening, and that's really the bare minimum of fulfilling the pasuk of v'higisa bo yom v'layla. Or no, like the Ran says, we really should be learning all day long, as much as the availability we have, we should be constantly learning, and saying Shema in the morning and the evening is insufficient. And again, he has a whole other way to read this Gemara. That's one point, of how to define v'higisa bo yom v'layla. And the Ritva says, we assume it's considered saying Shema in the morning and evening fulfills your obligation. But there's a second discussion that comes from the sugya as well. The second discussion is, the Achronim, the Poskim talk about, can a person do one pe'ula? Could you do one action and fulfill two different requirements? Could you get two birds with one stone? So what's an example? So there's a fascinating discussion, Rav Moshe and the Be'er Moshe. Let's say a person's saying Kaddish for multiple Avelim. Whether his own relatives or he's being paid for by someone else to say. So could a person say Kaddish and, you know, knock off 15 people? A guy wants to make some money. I don't know how much you pay one of these guys to say Kaddish if there's a need, but the guy wants to just collect as much money as he can. So could he say Kaddish on behalf of 50 different families? Is that allowed? So Moshe says, as many Kaddishes as we say during the daytime, that's as many Kaddishes you're allowed to say for people. Meaning each person deserves his own Kaddish. So if Reuven's saying for 10 people, so Kaddish 1 is for person 1. Kaddish 2 is for person 2, and so on and so forth. You can't do one Kaddish for 50 different people. You can't kill two birds with one stone. The Be'er Moshe says otherwise, and they bring a raya from this sugya. We have an obligation to say Shema twice a day. We have an obligation to learn V'higisa b'yom v'layla. Those are two different obligations. So the fact that the Gemara says you could say Shema and fulfill the Kim of Shema and the Chiyav of Talmud Torah tells us that you can kill two birds with one stone. You can fulfill two different obligations through one Maisa. Now that's one pshat, but the Marsham comes along and says that he thinks there's no Raya from our Gemara. The idea of Shema and Talmud Torah are not considered two different chiyuvim. They're actually considered the same chiyuv. Why? The whole idea of Shema is Vishinantam. Vishinantam is the focal point of Shema. Shema, in essence, is a type of Torah. And Torah is about Miyachid Hashem, Yichid Hashem, which is Shema. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. They're both trying to accomplish the same idea of Talmud Torah and Yichid Hashem is all so intertwined, you can't view them as independent fulfillments, and it's really a case of one action and one very important chiyuv, and there is no raya from this Gemara. That's anyway just an interesting discussion with, again, the Halacha L'Maisa, applications of fulfilling two chiyuvim through one Maisa.
That mean that the Olamat Lushimayim is also part of the same...
That's what it sounds like. I think some say that's considered a separate mitzvah, but it sounds like that it's all attached to each other. Mm-hmm. But that's part of, you know, without getting too involved in how Shema works, you'd have to break down the different components of Shema to see what chiyuvim you're trying to check off.
This is not an easy question to hear, but how can the Yisrael Yom B'Lalah the Pasuk in Yoshua?
Correct.
How are we able to learn out that definition of Talmud Torah, which is Daraisa?
Right.
Excellent.
That's exactly the Ran's point. The Ran says, since we only learn V'higisa bo yom v'layla from a drash from Yeshua, that's why we're not really bound by the Shua of Har Sinai. I mean, you can't say we have an obligation to learn every single day from Har Sinai. That's a pasuk in Yeshua. And when the Gemara says, that's why even though we know you do have to learn all day long, according to the Ran, that cannot be part of the Shua from Har Sinai, because it only was learned out from a pasuk in Yeshua. That's how he explained the Gemara there. In essence, what you're saying, if that makes sense. That since it's from Yeshua,
right,
we can't bring it back to Har Sinai. We weren't bound by that Shua. We're Chayiv.
There is no Shua.
Exactly. There's a Chayiv.
I thought he was saying that every mitzvah in the Torah is a Shua.
It is, but he says, Mechadish, only those that are mentioned in the Torah itself. that which is learned through a drasha or through Sefer Yeshua, let's say, that's not mentioned in the Torah. So though we have a chiv to learn all day long, it's not part of a shvua from Har Sinai. You can have a mitzvah that you're obligated in performing, but not necessarily part of that shvua. So he says anything that's not mentioned before in the Torah, it's not part of that shvua, even though we might be chayv. So think of anything else learned from a Kal Vachomer or some drasha, whatever it's through a drasha, it's not part of that shvua from Har Sinai, even though there's actually a chiv. So just it's a chiddush of the Ran, how we wiggles out of that Gemara. So now back to our sugya Navelis. So either way we see that clearly there's a machlokas in the Rishonim and the Achronim whether an Avel is allowed to learn Dvarim Haram or not. So the Stei Chemed comes along, and the Stei Chemed asks a very interesting question. The Stei Chemed was like an encyclopedia. I don't know if you've seen this before. It's around 8, 9, 10 Svarim. No one's really redone them. They should be redone. It was in somewhat of an organized way, but it's very hard to find things. You can't read through it. It's so dense. But these amazing discussions there, those who have the time to go through it. So one of the questions the Stei Chemed has is, how is it possible that Avelis is able to be doche the mitzvah, the rice of Talmud Torah? Every single day we have an obligation, at least to learn a little bit of the morning, learn a little bit of the evening. That's a mitzvah, the rice. And Avelis, we paskin, outside of day one, all the other days are midirabanan. So how could the mitzvah of Avelis of the Lashon of Dome, which is only dirabanan, based on the pasuk in Yechezkel, push off a mitzvah deraisa of limud ha-Torah? So Stei Chemed offers two answers, which is connecting to what we said above. Answer one would be that by saying Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening, like the Ritva says, that's how you fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah as an Avel. So you're not pushing anything off. In fact, an Avel is being Mekayim Divrei Torah Midraisa. We're just saying don't learn more than that. But the bare minimum, he is saying, and he is being Mekayim a Mitzvah Deraisa, and Avelis Derabanan is not pushing off Talmud Torah Deraisa. But then the Stei Chemed says, he doesn't like that pshat. He doesn't think one is Mekayim Shema, Talmud Torah through Shema. That's what we just discussed above. But he says pshat is, since many Rishonim hold that an Avel may learn Dvam HaRoyim, therefore one is Mekayim Talmud Torah through learning Dvarim HaRoyim. So again, same exact machlokas, how to answer this question of Avelis pushing off the mitzvah deraisa of Limud HaTorah. Now there's a very interesting number 9, the Shibolei Leket. I'm not sure what you guys thought about this. Shibolei Leket is a Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshen. Trumas HaDeshen was one of the later Rishonim. The Ramah oftentimes quotes him. The Trumas HaDeshen has a sefer. It's called Shailas V'Tshuvos Trumas HaDeshen. What's interesting about him is his questions in the Shailas V'Tshuvos was asked by himself. He raised the questions and he answered the questions. I don't know if that meant he wasn't getting questions from others or he just wanted to just ask in a question-answer form. But he was a very important sefer. So his Talmud, the Shibolei Leket, has an interesting comment here. He quotes that Matzasi b'tshuvas ha-Gaonim, he found from the Gaonim, Kol yom she'asa likros b'Torah, kigon Tisha B'Av, ve'avel v'Tisha B'Av, aser levarech birchas ha-Torah, perish b'meya brachos. What he says is, not that it's aser to say birchas ha-Torah. Of course you have to say birchas ha-Torah on these days, it's part of the Seder Hayom, but you can't count it towards the 100 brachos, which makes, of course, it very hard. And it's easier in Tisha B'Av than it is on a regular Shabbos or Yom Kippur, because we have a full Shemoneh Esrei at least on Tisha B'Av, but you can't count it towards the 100 brachas a day. Normally, you do count Birchas Torah as the 100 brachas, but Tisha B'Av and Avelis you can't. The reason is because since we're not learning, so Birchas Torah is being said as the Seder HaTfilah as opposed to a bracha that's trying to be chal on something. That's his chiddush. Now, this sounds like a big chiddush because why is it nachal? Why is it Birchas Torah not take effect? When it comes to Tisha B'Av, certainly, everyone agrees, it's a Mefurish Gemara, that you're allowed to learn Dvam HaRoyim. So that means the Birchas HaTorah isn't being said simply as a Seder Tefillah, but Birchas HaTorah is being said to allow you to learn Dvam HaRoyim. We know it's also to learn without saying Birchas HaTorah. So you need Birchas HaTorah to allow you to learn Dvam HaRoyim, so I'm not sure why he says it doesn't count towards the Me'er Brachos on Tisha B'Av.
When it comes...
No, I think it does. It does. Yeah, it does. Sure.
But it's part of the Seder Tefillah.
Yeah, no, but that's the definition of Tefillah. As opposed to Birchas HaTorah, the purpose is really for Limud HaTorah. Now, since there's no Avel, since there's no Limud HaTorah as an Avel, let's say, so the only reason why we say it is as Seder Tefillah, but that's not really the purpose of Talmud Torah, of Birchas HaTorah, rather. I mean, Tefillah, the Shemoneh Esrei brachas are meant for Shemoneh Esrei. It's Tefillah, that's the whole goal, is to daven Tefillah. That's So when you say it on Tisha B'Av, you're accomplishing the goal of saying Shemoneh Esrei. But Birchas HaTorah, the goal is to learn. If you're not saying it to learn, but you're saying it for Seder Tfila, then you're not fulfilling the goal, the purpose of Birchas HaTorah. And therefore, he says it wouldn't be part of the Mei Brachos. But I'm saying it doesn't make any sense because on Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to learn Dvam HaRam. In which case, the Birchas HaTorah that we're saying is being said to allow you to learn on Tisha B'Av. And it should count as towards the Mei Brachos on Tisha B'Av. On Avelis, I would understand the question by Avelis because this would be an Afkamina then. For an Avel, we saw, is a Avel allowed to learn Dvam HaRam or are they not allowed to learn Dvam HaRam? So that could then be, if you can learn Dvam HaRam, so then the Birchas HaTorah is serving a purpose to allow you to learn, and then it should count towards the Mei Brachos. If you were to say, however, that a Avel may not learn Dvam HaRam, so then Birchas HaTorah serves no purpose, because you can't learn anything, even Dvam HaRam, and then you're saying it because it's part of Seder Tfila, and therefore it wouldn't be counted as part of the Mei Brachos. So it would seem to be a Nafka Mina, whether or not if the Birchas HaTorah is counted as part of the Mei Brachos. No, you don't need to. You don't need to say it for Shema. Again, it would depend, of course, whether Shema is a din in Talmud Torah or not. We do know that the Gemara says if a person didn't say Birchas HaTorah and he gets up to Avarabba, then if he has in mind, then that can be Yod, say the Birchas HaTorah. If he learns right after davening, that could work. But not because of the Shema. I think some Rishonim say Shema actually does serve as a Limud HaTorah, but we paskin that he has to learn something after davening for it to be Chal. Anyone get to see a Kli Yakar? It's an amazing Kli Yakar. Number 10, no one got to see a Kli Yakar. Kli Yakar says that when Esav wanted to get catch up to kill Yaakov, and he said, I'm waiting till our father dies, till Avelis dies. Number 10, we'll read this inside together, then we'll stop here. It says, Yikru, you may Avel Avi. Esav said, I'm waiting for my father Yitzchak to die for the Avelis. What's the, till he catches Yaakov. What's the Avelis, the death of his father, have to do with killing Yaakov? So Pasha Pshat is because he doesn't want to kill during the lifetime of his father. He's embarrassed. He felt bad for his father. Kli Yakar is mechadesh that Tala Adavar Bimei Avil. Why did Esav attach the whole event of trying to kill Yaakov to the death of Yitzchak? The Fisha Avil is Asir Lasek B'Torah. Ki Pekud Hashem Yishar Misam Chilev. The Avil can't learn Torah. It makes an Avil happy, so he's not allowed to learn. The Yitzchak Amar Vayak Kasher Tarid Dayin Bizman Shelo Yasek B'Torah Parkas Olo. When you're not learning Torah, it's going to be bad. Vim kain ba'avelo v'adelo yasek b'Torah. One shouldn't learn during his avelos. V'lo yihelo davar hamagin alav. And when a person doesn't learn, there's nothing protecting him. V'oz ahar ge'es achi. He says, since he can't learn, Esav says, since he was a lamdom, we know. He was a big lamdom. So Esav says, since I know Yaakov won't learn when he's sitting avelos, sitting shiva for our father Yitzchak, so he's nothing protecting him because Torah protects the Talmud Chacham. So now he's going to be vulnerable. Now I'm going to kill him. Umitam ze amru, the Gemara in Brachos says, She'avel tzarech shemira. Why is it avel tzarech shemira? The Gemara says, a melech requires shemira. A chasen requires shemira. How come an avel requires shemira? The fisha ein bo Torah magin Allah. Because since he can't learn, the Torah doesn't protect him anymore. And therefore he's vulnerable. That's why he needs shemira. And that's why Esav wanted to kill Yaakov during Shiva. So now, of course, it's all assumed Kli Yakar can only make sense if you assume that Dvam HaRam is not permitted as an Avel. But if you say Dvam HaRam is permitted as an Avel, so then seemingly the Dvam HaRam would protect him as well, and you'd have to have a whole other shot in this discussion. And I'll just say quickly the one line here, the Divrei Yotziv, the Klausenberger, has a whole discussion, a very interesting discussion. If you assume Dvam HaRam is mutter for an Avel, would you say there's a chiv? Does he have to learn, or is he just allowed to learn? And I don't have time now, but Nitzik Avriah goes through all the different opinions, whether he's allowed to, whether he has to learn to keep himself busy. But we'll stop here, and everyone have a good Chodesh. The next 2 weeks, I'm not going to give shir. I think just there's a lot of